it's a bittersweet story for the community of Anghohanya. This was a request that was given to us many, many years ago by somebody who, unfortunately, who is no longer with us, who wanted to see a safe passage or access along the footpath heading towards Super Value or the Cumann Lough West Gael football field. Wanted to see a designated crossing for not just the individual in question, but also for the wider community and the school community. And even though the individual that we're talking about isn't with us, I know that it's a fantastic, good news story, because finally that we're getting the crossing, and yes, they're going to be the first streetlights that we'll see in the Glentish Municipal District area, Anghohanya. It's going to be a touch button crossing where you'll have red, yellow and green, and it'll be the first. So yes, it's a good story. We got the footpath at Carmore Road. We got that in, and then eventually work has started the other day on this project. And I'd give recognition to everybody involved and getting this, and especially the staff themselves, the council staff, who are installing it and who had continued to keep pushing the TII for the funding for this. And it's not just the funding, but the long process of engaging with the TII, which is a very difficult process because of their whole bureaucratic red tape that they've covered themselves in. Because it's not just Anghohanya, we have a situation in Clarksville and Elkhara, Fulcara, where we I met with the local community lately, where I've been as well, been raising this question for many years for safe crossing, and there's many other places similar to what Anghohanya needs during the summer period with the students. But the TII needs to realise that, yes, the N56 is a national road, but we live here. We, you know, it's communities as well, and they have to start engaging more with the local community and the public representatives on this. But going back to the story itself, it's the first in the Glentis Municipal District area that will see traffic lights. And it'll take a bit of taking used to. I would ask people, once the lights are up and operating, to, you know, be conscious of them. I will be suggesting now that we move maybe for the main street, because there's a crossing there too that doesn't always work as well either. And I think this might be another solution to it, which is the traffic light. But we'll have to talk to the community about this. But overall, it's a bittersweet story, thinking of the person who initiated the conversation and was pushing for this very much at the moment, but also thinking about how safer it has made Anghohanya. And I'm extremely proud and glad to have worked with the community and others to have achieved this.